Welcome back to Yachting Unplugged, America's news desk. We do everything yachting. We bring you the latest and greatest in regards to news and technology. My name is Kim Swears, the boat boss, and we are here in Fort Lauderdale, post-Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. I had some time to actually do a sea trial on one of America's, actually the first American-made hydrofoil vessel. It's an electric boat, and it is something that you do not want to miss this episode, because it will bring you, open your eyes to how easy it is to get into boating. If you are, whether it's a yacht and you're looking for a tender that really can perform 365 days, regardless of the weather conditions, or you're an end user, it's super easy to operate. So come on board and check out the Navier with the boat boss. We're actually on the water this morning with Chris from Navier. It was a product that they reached out to me during the boat show, and I didn't have a chance to actually get on it and try this technology. The foil technology is something that's up and coming. You see it on a lot more manufacturers, and this boat is a prototype for Navier. And so we're going to take you back to the dock later and show you the retail version, but I'm on it. I'm sea trialing it. What makes this boat so special?
How to say what it doesn't. This boat is a boat and so much more. It can do anything that a normal boat can do, and so much more. Like, for example, we have all carbon fiber foils. The whole boat is carbon fiber. It's like just a little bit over
it's fiber light.
This boat is just a little bit over 5,000 tons.
That's it. What is the length overall?
It's 30 feet.
Wow. And 5,000 pounds.
That's correct.
It's crazy.
So we can travel it all around the country with ease. And like, we get to see so many beautiful places just because we can travel it with these.
It's super easy to trailer. I mean, on any vehicle, or to stick it on a yacht as a tender, which would be a nice option as well.
That's correct.
So tell me about the company. So how long have you been around?
Fun fact, I'm the second employee in the company. I joined Navier in very early stage. It was probably one of the best decisions I've had.
Oh, that's good. That's important.
About the company. Well, the company we're trying to bring, of course, green to the water, because like oils are very common in the water, unfortunately, and around marinas. And our goal is to make greener technology, more efficient boats.
Sustainability too.
That they can move around places.
So you're based in San Francisco. We talked about that earlier. San Francisco based, so choppy, and the weather is always, you know, unpredictable. This is a type of boat that is really doing well out there.
That's correct. So this is a 30-foot vessel, and in San Francisco, there is very often small craft advisories. Going around Golden Gate with 30-foot boat is like a little bit rough, I would say. If there is like, for example, a rigid boat and trying to chase this boat, so top speed of that boat is like about 30 knots. And if we're going from Alameda to Sausalito, that's like about 10 nautical miles. So you can make the math. You can get there usually with that boat in 20, 30 minutes. Wow. And the reason for that is you can sustain average speed.
So what's the average speed and what's max skeef?
Well, my average speed is whatever I decide, because I'll have to slow down for most of the wakes.
Well said, Chris, yeah.
But like, I would say there is another 30-foot boat chasing this one with these speeds who will be airborne most of the times, and it will be hard for it to catch them.
So what's the highest knots? Like, what do you see? What are knots, the top knots on this boat?
So we do keep it, like, we software limit them at 30 knots. And so I guess the way we do that is because we're up on the foils, right? So when we're up on the foils, we remove a lot of the drag, and also the boat becomes like super efficient. On the back, we have like two 90 kilowatt peak motors. Those motors are equivalent to 110 horsepower, each of those. Fun fact about the boats.
I love fun facts.
Going, for example, in a lake with the perfect conditions, the boat pushes less than 20 horsepower on each of these motors with 20 knots.
That's incredible. Super efficient. So where do you see the company going from here? Obviously, you're looking to grow the company. Where do you see yourself in a few years?
Well, hopefully we see more Navies around. And like, our goal is to connect like water, like just different island parts. And like, for example, like, you know, like Miami, like water taxis, and connect people, just because like we can move things like so much more cheaper and efficient on water. And boats are generally like wasteful and they waste a lot of fuel. So our goal is to actually make them a lot more.
A greener planet, if you will. I love it. It's such a great story. Well, we are going to get going. We're on the Intercoastal Waterway here in Fort Lauderdale, and Chris is going to take me for a cruise. I'm so excited. This is my first time on a foil vessel. So,
you ready?
I'm ready.
So the lesson, okay. It's very complicated. Let's start from there.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Very complicated. So all we gotta do is just throttle up and pick our direction. So this is our autopilot. That's 15, 16, 17. There is no more wake behind us. And we're super efficient now, fast, and we're up on the foil. So there is a small wake on front of us.
What the? The Boston Whaler are passing up.
But that was the complicated lesson.
Wow. No wake whatsoever.
So
it's incredible. It's like you're flying.
It is flying. So technically that's a boat, practically that's a small aircraft.
Wow. This is really amazing. So it's not just easy to drive, but you can take this boat out at any weather. It's fully enclosed.
That's correct.
Doesn't matter if there's 5-foot seas, 10-foot sea, it's going to perform the same way.
So we went out like a couple of days ago out of the inlet, and I wish we had a camera on some of the people which on they were on boat. They were shot. Sorry if you have to say spelt.
Right. I love it. This is so great.
So this boat does something that is really nice. It matches the G.
Wow, I love
it. It's like a turn. Yeah.
It's great. It's incredible how quiet the boat is.
We're going to like 20, 25 knots, and we are able to talk to each other.
So who's your client? And do you have a lot of these as tenders on yachts right now?
So some of the clients, of course, we can talk about. But like, yeah, there's like a few of those that they went for tenders. And there is like a few of those that people just purchase them so they can go for their dinner or lunch. And
yeah, what an exciting experience. Where do we find out? Where's my audience find out more about Navier?
Navierboat.com.
That's easy. You made it super easy. Or reach out to the boat boss. Reach out to Chris. It's been an exciting, special edition of Yachting Unplugged. And whatever you do, just get on the water, because there's nothing better than a lifestyle on the water. Check them out. Boating 365 days a year with Navier. It's exciting. Thanks again. Good seeing everyone. And we'll see you on the next episode of Yachting Unplugged.
That was incredible. You just went over the wake like no problem.
Yeah.
And we
just also like everybody's filming.
Yeah, so we just passed the Boston Whaler. The guy stopped in his truck, grabbed his phone, and is filming it because it's something you don't see.
All we gotta do is throttle up with both motors, and we're gonna go all the way down. We're not gonna hit it, we're just gonna go smooth, but we're gonna go all the way down. Once we lift off around 20 knots, we can pull a little bit back on the throttle because we're not gonna need that much power anymore.
Okay.
And basically that's it. Just use the steering wheel. Like a normal boat.
I'm so excited. Everyone is filming us. What a great technology. And I'll tell you what, if I lived in California, this would definitely be a boat that I would want to own. Or anywhere for that matter. See, he's still filming us. It's great.
All the way down.
All the way down. Here we go, folks.
And this is like 20 knots. You can pull back a little bit right there.
Love it. Look, we're going over a big wake from a big cruiser.
Oh, that's a wake? I didn't tell you.
That was awesome. What a great, smooth ride. I mean, I have to tell you, for everyone that's watching, it is unbelievable. There is absolutely no...
Is it easy?
I mean, it doesn't even feel like I'm on a boat. It feels like I'm on a plane.
So the autopilot does everything for us. And that boat has like so much control. You can go through a wake, you don't lose like any of the control of the boat.
Like a pretty big wake in the Intercoastal, and that was nothing.
Incredible. You know what's wild? Like if you try to film the wakes, they're never justified on the camera.
I love it.
Like you can't see, the camera cannot just like show the wakes, usually sizes.
No, I wish, you know, everyone that's out there watching, I really wish that you could see what we're doing. It is incredible. Tell you what, I might buy one myself. Are we in here or there? Next one.
So now to land it, all you gotta do is just pull back on the throttle and the boat will settle down.
So the boat just settles down on its own. I see. Okay, great. That was so exciting. What an amazing technology. I wish you guys only the best, and you'll sell multiple boats and
really have sustainability in boating and really allow people just to go, you know, 24 hours a day, 365. You do not need to check the weather with a boat like this.
Yeah.
Just get out and go.
It's nice.
I'm good. Best of luck.
Thank you.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.